Today, we're going to focus on anger and frustration. Race drivers, welcome to another episode of the Race Driver Coach Show in the office, not in some rental car park in Barcelona this time, like we were last week, because we were at testing. You know, we've just done 6 days on the trot. Started off with Barcelona testing in the F2 with Liam Lawson. Then directly straight away, Oliver Behrmann was on track in the F3, so we spent 2 days doing that. And after that, flew to England, where it was sunny and warm, beautiful. Donington. In the F4 with Oliver Gray. And they're all getting ready for the weekends, race weekends that are coming this week. The F2s and F3s are at Imola with the F1s. And F4 has got its first round at Donington, British F4. So they're all ready. And I'm ready to do this show. So today, emotional control. This is something I spend, I would say, 50, 60% of my coaching is on the mindset and pretty much the emotion side, how to manage your emotions, how to create the emotions and the mindset that you want to be in when you need to be in it. Now, when it comes to anger, which is why you clicked on this in the first place, frustration, we can get that in any part of the life, right? Any part of our lives. It doesn't have to be in racing. But in racing, this will look like, you know, you'll experience it when somebody does something to you on the track and it causes red mist. Or you're on a qualifying lap, you know this is the one lap that you've got to get in because you haven't got a lap time in yet. The clock, you know, the checkered flag's out and you've got to get this lap in. And somebody gets in your way or you make a mistake. Making a mistake usually goes on to frustration, but somebody getting in your way and blocking your lap and causing you to start on the grid way back usually causes anger. So It can be experienced throughout, obviously, inside the car and outside the car, in your relationships, in your business, if you're an entrepreneur or a CEO. But we let it come in all too often, anger, I would say. And we also hold on to it for far too long. And if you're a performer, you're in something where you need to perform on a consistent basis, even if you're not a driver yet, you're just trying to become a driver, and you're getting angry at yourself or not working as hard as you should be to get the sponsorship, or when you do get a no, you get angry and you get frustrated with it all and you're starting to lose hope. These two emotions are real performance blockers, and they're only in your life and coming into your life because you're allowing to them. You are creating them, which a big part of this video is I want to put you in control. And you are taking responsibility of the situations that you're in. And for you to have control and take responsibility, you have got to take it all on your shoulders and understand that not only the results are your responsibility and your doing, but also who you are on a given day, how you run your mind, how you show up, how you react to things that happen to you. This is all on you, nobody else. You're in control of your mind, or you can at least manage it, but you've got to make sure that you do. Your life and your career is far too important for you to just go through life and allowing emotions to be your performance blocker and being the reason why you do not get what you want. So, and this can come down to fear. If you're trying to call people for sponsorship, or you can't even get yourself to call in the first place because you're worried about how you sound or what they're going to say. These emotions are really stopping you from being all you can be. And when I go back to the example of the AI, which I use a lot, right? An artificial intelligent version of you, who we've inputted with all the attributes and the skill sets and skill levels that you've got, so that they are actually your equal perfectly. How good you can drive, they can drive exactly the same level. How good you can sell yourself, they're exactly the same. They've got the same attributes. You're equal. If you went up against that AI, they would still kick your butt most of the time just because they're emotionless. And I don't want you to be emotionless, but I want you to be in control of them. So when an AI has somebody cut them up on the track, what would they do? They would analyze the situation and adjust and learn from it. That's it. And I want you to become a little bit more AI in that way. If you're allowing your emotions to be wrapped up in your results, your self-worth, saying, I am only as good as my results, then you're going to get angry when your results are not very good, because you're going to just think that people are judging you that way as well. That is, if I get a P12, people are going to think I'm not as good as my teammate. They're going to lose hope. I know I'm better than them. I've beat them before. If you go down that road, you are going to be very unfulfilled. You'll be happy one day when you're up and you're in front of your teammates or at the front of the grid, or, you know, did something else in your career. But then the other day, when you didn't quite hit the mark, you're going to be sad. You're going to be dejected. You're not going to be your best self. The main goal here is to be completely level, no matter what the result, no matter what the challenge, whatever's come your way, whatever obstacle, it's still for you to be like an AI and use it, move forward. A failure, something happening to you, is a chance to progress, but you've got to use it that way. And that's the goal from this video. Obviously, in a video, I can't teach you all the things and straight away you've mastered it, because this is something you never stop conditioning. So I just want to shine a light on it, give you some techniques, give you some kind of way of starting your train of thought so you start to get better in this area. When it comes to emotions, and, you know, something happens externally that gives you an emotion, that phase there, that millisecond from you seeing it to transferring it into your mind and reacting to it, that's the area I want you to play in and adjust and play with, because that's the translation. So externally, something happens. You as an individual, based on your experience, based on your belief system, you know, what you literally believe, your rules in life, and what's important to you, so your values and how you filter things, determine how you translate it. So if we play with this area, this takes a little bit of time to explain, obviously, and really get down. But if you play with the translation of external to internal and become a master at that millisecond moment, this is the secret for you getting the best out of yourself. And it is, again, the difference between you and an AI. So somebody cuts you up on the track, on an important lap or in a race. Do you analyze and adjust and progress from it, or do you let it affect you by the questions you ask yourself in that moment? Like, how could they do this? How could it be so stupid? Why is it that driver again? It's always that driver. And you're stacking all the comments, all the questions that deliver anger. Congratulations, you just created it. And obviously then your body, which we spoke about before, creating an emotion is half how you hold your body and breathe and facial expression, and half on what you're focusing on. But today we're focusing on just the mind side. And if you're stacking suggestions and questions that take you towards a certain emotion, you're going to create that emotion. How can this douchebag do that? Can't believe it's happening now. Or if it's a mistake, why have I made that mistake again? Why can't I get this right? Why is the car not reacting like I want to? Them questions when you're in the car are going to lead to frustration. So really, we have to become masters at what we say to ourselves in these moments of struggle. And if you can really really knuckle down and make sure that we focus on this bit over the next few race weekends or over the next few weeks or whatever it is you're doing, I promise you, you will start to turn things around. Because as a champion and as a leader, and if you're a coach, for example, you get very good at seeing the big picture. Something's happening now that's offering us an opportunity to grow. It's a challenge. It feels painful. But I know out of experience and our just sheer belief that this is going to serve us. This is an opportunity for us to move forward, no matter how painful it is. And it doesn't even make sense at the moment how it can translate into something, an opportunity that will make us better in the future. I've got to believe that it will. So maybe it's not going to go right today, but I'm going to make sure I take as many pluses from this. It's not positive mental attitude. It's like, what can I extract from this crappy moment that's just happened that will make me better tomorrow and it make me more equipped? That's a question, right? So something happens. It's a philosophy of your life of, I'm the one that labels what this means. I'm the one that's going to extract from it if it's in my control, because it's my responsibility. If it's outside of my control, something's happened that I just couldn't have avoided, I couldn't have foreseen, let it go. Maybe it's a learning opportunity, but just let it go. And that's it. It's nothing to do with you. What the other people of the other actions of other people, they're on their destiny. They're living their lives. You just happen to have crossed paths at a certain point that's disrupted yours a little bit. But if you learn from it, it's good. But it's nothing to do with you. So if someone does cut you off on the road, that's got nothing to do with you. They're on their journey. They're probably in a rush to get somewhere, or they're just a complete douchebag and they cut everybody up. But if you get angry with it, they are then in your mind. They are controlling you. Their actions are disrupting your life and you're going to carry that with you. Well done. You've let them just screw your head up. If somebody's behind and they're in a race and they're stressing you, you know, they're in the mirrors, they're trying to put you under pressure. Again, they can do that, but I'm focused too much on driving. Unless you let them do it and you're watching the mirror and you're getting nervous and you're starting to lock up now and drive incorrectly and then they just go past. The decision's yours on what you focus on at these times. Just a really recent example. In Formula 2, we had a wheel drop off. So Liam was in a position where he was going to get first, second or third in this race, came in for a tire stop. The front left didn't go on correctly. They released him and it fell off the wheel. And that was it, DNF. Now that was painful, right? Easy to get really angry, to get frustrated, to get woe is me. And, you know, bless him. He did for a bit, obviously, for about, I'd say 2 minutes, distraught, because you put so much effort in. You know this is a good race. It's coming. We're going to be leading the championship. And the wheel falls off. So it doesn't feel great. But by the time he came back to the pits, only a few minutes later, he was hugging the team because he thought, right, the team have made an honest mistake. As a driver, I make loads of mistakes all the time. So, you know, I've got to pick them up. So he's given them, you know, handshakes and like, it's okay, we'll come back stronger. The team themselves have beaten themselves up. But I was already, and I was frustrated at the start as well. But it's how long you stay there. So I was already thinking, this is going to serve us in some way. And at the time, I just thought, it's going to make the team improve their pit stops for next time, for when it's even more important. Because at the beginning of the season, it is vital because it's points, but okay, if it was at the end and it was the title decider, it'd be even worse. So they're going to improve from it. And I just thought that was the only thing we could take from it. Made me feel a little bit better. This is what I want to teach you to do, or remind you to do. Made me feel a little bit better. Then we could move on and just be productive with it and use it as much as we could. Little did I know, at the next test, which we've just been to, within the first half an hour or so, the stub axle on the other side broke, which means nothing's really holding the upright and the brake disc together. So it effectively fell off, right? And he had to pull over because it was dangerous. It was just wobbling and that was it. He went about 100 meters. He couldn't drive anymore. It was all grinding. And it got me thinking, that would have happened in Saudi had he carried on in the race. So if he had a brilliant pit stop, went out to, you know, he was in P2, he was chasing down the lead. This is amazing. Before the end of the race, that stub axle would have broke. He would have had an almighty shunt. So we weren't looking at, oh, if that pit stop had gone well, we could have won. Now, in reality, we're looking at, if that pit stop had gone well, I could now have an injured Liam Lawson or a very destroyed car, because there's walls everywhere at Saudi. You make one mistake, you saw with Mick Schumacher, it's a big shunt. It's huge because it's high speed with walls. It's like a Monaco on steroids, but smoother, so it's really fast. That's a reminder of destiny, of your life path. I'm not going to get spiritual here, but we are, and this is really important to remember, to manage anger and frustration. Things happen out of your control. Things happen, but maybe sometimes they're supposed to happen. Maybe something's going to happen down the line. The butterfly effect, if you watch that film, you change something here and it changes something, you know, in the nowadays, it changes something in the future. You slightly adjust it, just like a golf swing. If you just hit that ball 1 millimeter to the left or the right, up or down, it changes where that golf ball ends up, right? The path it takes. It's the same in life. So sometimes painful things happen, but you've got to have the faith that somehow down the road, it's going to play out in my favor, or at least take me down the path I'm supposed to go. Because you get regret, right, from people. Oh, I knew I should have put them lottery numbers on, or I should have gone for that job because I could have got the job and I have a great life now. But you don't know that. Because if you did put the lottery numbers on or you did get that job, you could have been on your way to the shop to get the ticket or to cash the ticket in, the lottery ticket, and you could have got run over. You could be in a wheelchair right now, or you, even worse, you might not be here now. Or if you went for that job, obviously, again, you could have got run over on the way to work, and you could have been in an accident, things happen, you could have met someone, ruined your marriage if you're married. There's so many things that could happen. So really, when life issues you something, you've got to just accept it and say, this is just part of my path. This could be good, could be or bad in a certain time, but I'm the one that's got to have the faith that this is going to play out. So if something happens to you in racing, just take a step back just for a moment. Even though you can't see the plus at the moment, it will make sense one day. And you'll be like, thank God that happened 10 years ago or whenever. Even in relationships, I got dumped at the moment and time when it happened. I was mortified. It took me ages, years to get over it. But I'm so grateful it did, because now I've met this person who's much better and loves me much more. That's really how life is, right? So just understand when things do happen, you couldn't have controlled it, or even if you could, but it just happened, things will play out for you. It's amazing how a new day can be a new opportunity. And you have so many new days in a year, things will be okay. So it's kind of getting over yourself a little bit. If you're, you know, you've had a failure of some sort, a public one, time will pass. Time will pass. It's gone. It will go, and you're going to move on. And it's the same with everything. So when something gets you angry, you know it's only in that moment of time. Let it go. And you've got to be good at letting it go. But also, as I say, that's part of the translation, right? You've got to have a philosophy that allows you to feel and see life this way. That's changing your whole reality, the way you see the world, the way you see life. You've got to have different rules. You're getting angry on a consistent basis, it's because things are not being met for you. You expect this to happen. You want it to happen. You've got your identity and your self-worth attached to these results. And when they don't, you get angry. So it's taking a look at that. All I care about, you know, a new belief could be, all I care about is getting on the track and giving it everything I've got. And when I finish, I evaluate, progress, and go. Finish, evaluate, progress, and go, and being like an AI. So that means whether I fail, succeed, get chopped up on the track, do, you know, make mistakes, it's irrelevant, because I still finish, evaluate, and go. And that makes you this kind of person that's level. That makes you into a leader. So you take whatever result you get, whatever is in front of you right now, and just know that I'm going to use it. It calms things down. Because if you are so amped on being better than your teammates and having people see that you're better on your teammate, and you're really worried about what people think, and I'm only as good as my results. If my results are good, I'm cooler and a better person than you. You're going to be the kind of person that is going to be consistently let down, dejected, angry, and frustrated when things are not going right. So you got to get over yourself. You got to take things kind of less seriously when it comes to results, and just know that results are nothing more than the equation. It's the algorithm. I drove this way. I got a bit of luck. I had a good car and a good setup, and I got a really good result. Doesn't mean you're better than everyone else. It doesn't really matter. There's no better and he's better and she's better, because that takes you down a different road. You've got to use sport as a mathematical equation, just like an emotion is. If I do this, this, and this, and I get a result at the end. Now, if you don't get the result you want or something happens, it's like, okay, how can I change this equation that happens before the equal sign just that little bit more? So if you do get frustrated and angry because something's just happened, how can you see it better? Is this an opportunity for me to grow? is it, it's really interesting and curious that that guy cut me up again, or am I going to get angry at it about it? This is all up to you to see the world in your own way. Again, like the Matrix, your reality, your model of the world, you create it through your past experiences. You create it through the beliefs that you have, the things that are important to you that you notice more than the things that are not important to you. And that all creates a perspective of life, and you see it through your eyes. So when something happens externally, you're the one that translates it. You run it through your filters, and then it gives you the emotions and the feelings and the reactions that you take from it to it. It's taking control of that part. So just next time you're out and you get angry, take a moment just to understand, how did I create that anger? What did I say to myself? What did I ask myself at that very moment in order to create it? How was I holding my body? Which I've told you this before, body and focus, but we're really on the focus. How did I create anger when other drivers wouldn't? They'd stay resourceful and they'd do something about it. They'd react in a way that allows them to just overcome it. And you ask yourself that every single time it happens, because awareness is the first point. The second bit is to get motivation to change, to say, right, if I carry on doing this, what's it going to look like? What are people going to think? I'm not going to be a leader. I'm going to be going into the debrief room and everybody's going to be trying to pick me up and try and make me feel better. And they won't want to work with someone like that. So it's up to you to say, okay, this must change. So awareness of it happening, how am I creating it? Motivation to change, because you're not going to succeed. I promise you, if you're having anger issues all the time, you are never going to succeed at anything you're doing. It's just the way it is. If you succeed externally in here, you won't. You'll be distraught. You'll start to turn to drugs, alcohol, or whatever it is to escape these feelings that you're getting. So this is mastering you and mastering emotions, and it'll help you in relationships and everything. So when things do bring you down, understand, why is it happening? How am I creating this? Because I'm responsible for every emotion that I go through. And then you start to master yourself. You'll start to see a pattern over the weeks. You'll say, okay, I got angry on Tuesday because something happened. Why did I get angry? How did I see it? Why did I have that reaction? Ah, it's because of this. Write it down, one or two things. Next time it happens, write it down again. You will see a pattern. And you'll have an insight to how you see the world. Understand what this is going to look like if you carry on doing that over the years. And now we can start to break it, change the habit. So when it happens, you do change your body, the way you are, your physiology, your breathing. You put a smile on your face when you're trying to be angry. It can't get there. And also, like the AI, you use this moment. This is it. I would normally get angry, but today I'm going to control it. I'm going to focus on what I need to focus in order to progress using this moment. If somebody's cut you up in a race, fine. You just defended. It was a bit aggressive. Okay, fine. But I'm going to make sure I unlock this, problem solve this, and get past you on the next lap instead of getting angry and retaliating. You are in control 100%. Remember that. And you can practice this in everyday life. If you've got something on the phone, an app that's like a football game on the phone or something, really gets you frustrated and angry, I want you to spend more time playing it. Because if you just get lost in the game of actually playing the game, it could be FIFA on PlayStation or whatever, and you're addicted to that, so they do something that could be annoying and they wind you up, they say something on screen, it's like, no, I'm just playing the game. And you don't fall for, I'm better than you, but you still scored, you know, and their emojis are winding you up. It's keeping that all silent and keeping focused on what a robot would do. I am just playing the game. And it's the same when you're in the car. You keep focused on the actual turning of the wheel, braking. No matter what the world's doing, there's explosions going off around you, but you stay very focused on the process. This makes you unbreakable. This can be somebody behind you really stressing, but you're still focused on looking into the corner. That's what a leader does. A leader takes a situation, analyze, and progress. I want you to do the same. And I want you to start, just let me know how you get on. As soon as you get angry, What is your process at the moment? And what do you do to change that translation from external to internal? You are fully in control of this, and I want you to really dedicate time to it. Any emotion can be created on demand. You know that, you do it. Let's start to do it with this.